Now, Czech betting firms are finally being allowed to get their hands on a slice of the huge online gambling pie. After years of lobbying and promises to prevent minors from betting on their sites, the country's five biggest bookies are set to receive finance ministry permits to introduce online gambling. One of those firms is Fortuna. It's Tomáš Bahník explains why the decision was so important for them.
We are certain bitter that foreign internet betting companies without any control are allowed to act in Czech Republic. There is no legal drop from Czech executive on them. So basically they operate here illegal, but Fortuna and other Czech betting companies pay taxes, give money on public beneficial, etc. So we want to have the same opportunity as foreign companies.
How much do you think you were losing?
Well, I don't know exact numbers, but it seems to be around 100 million Czech crowns per year.
When do you think your company will actually launch internet betting?
Internet betting is officially allowed from 5th January, so I hope we will be prepared and ready to start right from this date.
Now, how exactly will it work in practice? One of the reasons politicians didn't want to allow internet gambling was that it could corrupt minors. Will that be prevented?
This is, in contrast from foreign companies, very strict and well-monitorized. On the internet, without no control, every person, teenager or adult, can cheat and then use internet betting. Our main goal is to control this situation. If someone wants to bet in Fortuna by internet, must be registered and come to the brick office to show some ID, some passport, something, and then he can play. Plus, we don't accept credit cards, just regular bank cards, because we don't support gambling and gamblers, and we want to prevent people become addicted on internet betting. That's what companies from abroad don't do.
Do you think this is one of the main reasons why you actually persuaded the Ministry of Finance to allow internet betting?
Yes, I think so. This can be a very big reason why ministry accepted our proposition.
Do you think you are going to reduce, that you are eventually going to reduce the number of brick and mortar betting shops in the future due to internet betting?
I don't think this will happen, because important step for making internet betting registration is necessary coming to the office, so reducing number of our regular offices isn't probable. And if we look to Slovakia, where Fortuna also works and where is already internet betting allowed, so there is around 20% of bets made on internet and the rest is still accepted in offices.
Tomáš Bahník of Fortuna, one of the country's biggest betting firms.